This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Our subscribers get a weekly update from Brazil from my son Matthew, whose wife's family farms there. They produce soybeans, corn, cattle, dairy, coffee, and Minas Gerais. Harvest there is over 90% complete for the Brazilian safrinha crop, and the yields don't appear to reach CONAB's crop projection of 60 million metric tons. Mato Grosso has finished the harvest, and yields continue to disappoint, falling below recent projections. Much of the remaining harvest is taking place in Paraná and Sao Paulo, where the yields are some of the worst. Even with the major crop reduction, the harvest is temporarily supplying the market with a lot of corn. This is applying temporary pressure on prices in the short term, but much of this corn has been contracted and therefore already spoken for. Local futures prices are trading around $7.70 a bushel. Brazil corn prices are still more expensive than either U.S. or Argentine corn for global buyers, with U.S. corn nearly 50 cents cheaper than Brazilian corn at ports. Brazilian corn exports will likely be cut in half from the early preseason forecast of 35 million metric ton. Many farmers have likely already ordered their inputs for next season, but remaining holdouts will be busy doing so in the next couple of weeks as farmers gear up for the next season. Farmers are still hopeful that they'll be able to begin planting in parts of Mato Grosso and Paraná already next month. This is yet to be seen, however, as over the next few months, weather forecasts show drier than normal weather in the central west region, such as Mato Grosso, Goiás, and Mato Grosso do Sul. Farmers will need to wait for enough rainfall to ensure quick germination and early growth will take place before they begin the season, oftentimes waiting for as much as 3 inches of accumulated rainfall to try and build up some subsoil moisture profiles. Brazilian soybean exports to date are 75 million metric ton compared to 73.5 million last year. New crop sales continue to be slow, as farmers are hesitant to lock anything in with ending stocks as low as they are. Roughly 24% of new crop soybeans have been contracted compared to 35% at this time last year. The market is looking for 101 million acres next season compared to 95 last season. With favorable weather and a timely planting season, total production could reach 140 million metric ton and could be as high as 150. USDA has their crop pegged at 144 million metric ton. Some Brazilian soybean producers received their first environmental service payments through a pilot program designed by the Tropical Forest Alliance. It pays producers to keep their land in the natural vegetative state despite having a legal right to develop it per grain production. As more carbon buyers sign on, the payments will grow over time. The global ag lender Rabobank says that the outlook for corn is bullish through 2023. They base this on the unusually depleted stocks among major corn exporting countries. Rabobank says that the corn market should have staying power well into next season. Here's a portion of their analysis verbatim. Over the last 3 months, hedge funds sold half of their record accumulated length, which certainly eased prices from 8-year highs. For the most part, consumers have been accepting fund and farmer sales with both hands. As crops deteriorate, hedge funds are re-entering on the realization that this harvest won't be a panacea, unquote. Rabobank concluded with an assessment we couldn't agree with more. The Chicago Board of Trade's price curve appears to have settled in a new range of the U.S. dollar of $5 to $6 through July of 2023, reflecting at least a couple of years of farmers' inability to satisfy consumers and a gradual recovery from a historic imbalance. Rabobank's forecast is for Chicago Board of Trade prices to trade in the upper half of that range over the next year, unquote. On soybeans, Brazil is sold out and China has been consistently buying U.S. beans on breaks. Just since the beginning of August, the USDA has reported over 2.5 million metric tons of beans sold to either China or unknown destinations, which nearly always proved to be China. Monday we'll get a read from Stats Canada on their latest crop estimates, and besides wheat, another important figure will be their canola crop. Last year's crop was 18.7 million metric ton, and the average trade estimate for this year's crop in Monday's report is 14.1 million metric ton, with some estimates as low as 11.4. Estimates for Canada's wheat crop range from 12.8 million metric ton to 15.9, compared to 25.8 million metric ton last year. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.